We are quickly approaching one of the busiest travel times of the year, the holiday season, and much of the population has already had COVID or is vaccinated, and many Americans are no longer wearing masks or distancing. And while cases are currently low across the country, what are we going to see as the weather gets colder and people move indoors? We're going to bring in Dr. Peter Chin Hong, Associate Dean at the University of California, San Francisco. He specializes in treating infectious diseases. Dr. Chin Hong, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Eric. Thanks for having me on.
Well, good to talk to you. I mean, last Friday, the director of the LA County Department of Health warned that hospitalizations and overall COVID cases are on the rise in her area in LA. What are you seeing elsewhere in the country, and are you concerned?
Yes, I'm pretty concerned right now, Eric. You know, we have the confluence of a lot of infections coming together, and even though we're mentally so over COVID and the numbers look like we're in a lull right now, there is some, you know, storm on the horizon with, you know, cases going up, particularly where I live in California, but even more in Colorado, Arizona, places with a high proportion of elderly folks. And that's the population that I'm most worried about for this winter coming.
Well, and public health officials are worried that too few people are getting the latest COVID booster. Are you concerned about that as well?
I'm also concerned, and I'm, you know, worried again because we've been seeing more vaccinated people die in America, but they're vaccinated, older, and unboosted. So if there's anything that people take away from this conversation, get at least one booster. And if it happens to be this new booster, more power to you. And I think, you know, not everyone is the same, and I'm worried about that, plus influenza and, you know, a hospital capacity.
Peter, as you put it, you know, many people are mentally over this. People have stopped wearing masks in many places, indoors anyway. They've come to view COVID something like the flu. They've moved on. Do you think the threat from COVID now is comparable to the seasonal flu, or is that a mistake?
No, it's a little bit of a mistake, Eric. Even if you just look at the numbers, so we're in a lull right now, and I think we've become numb with zeros. So 315, 317 deaths a day. That's still about 120,000 deaths a year if you multiply it by, you know, 365. Average flu season, 35,000 deaths. So you're talking about something new that's many times more than, you know, what we normally take as something serious once a year. So I think, you know, it behooves us to really not just try to immunize folks, but to really try to have people have access to early therapy. You need a diagnosis to get that access. So that's really why COVID is not the same for everyone in the population.
Peter, things look pretty different from when this pandemic began. I mean, we've found ways to live with COVID. How should people be thinking about the risks these days as we enter this busy holiday travel season?
Well, I think that there are two ways to think about COVID. One is that it's an annoyance because it's disruptive to work and school. You know, every time you encounter COVID, and again, I don't want to seem like a Debbie Downer, but you're kind of playing with long COVID roulette as well, because there's evidence that the more times you encounter it, at some point you may get more chronic symptoms. But nevertheless, you know, we shouldn't and won't live in fear of COVID, but we should just put on as many layers as possible. Just like when it's storming in Boston, you wear your galoshes and your raincoat and an umbrella. You know, I think when it's raining in COVID, we put on these protections.
Dr. Peter Chin Hong at the University of California, San Francisco. Thanks as always.
Thanks so much, Eric.